Welcome to Guardians of the Sacred. This is your host, Rick Rawls, and we are talking about our 2024 series, A Year of Being Seen, and it's really beautiful. We've been talking about this new world, and we're going to shift into the visibility because we're making the invisible visible. And one of the things that you do is that you make the invisible parts of you visible to the world. One of the beautiful things that we're all cut, we are a spirit of love, empowerment, and wisdom. This is what's inside of us. This is our energy. Our energy sees us as rich, having everything that we desire. And that's one of the things that no one can take from you, because it's your own spiritual energy. And because it's your own energy and your spirit is love, you're going to manifest your life. You're going to be manifesting what is inside of you, making it reality outside of you. This is what we do. This is why we focus on love. In 2005, the spirit comes to me and tells me to focus on love. I just laughed, because that's what I focused on all the time in Washington, D.C. It wasn't until I got to New York that people told me differently. I was like, what? And that's because I'm so used to focusing on love in my mind. But love feeds the spirit. Love is what feeds the inner you. And because love feeds the inner you, one of the things that love does, love begins to remove the outer what people think. You cleanse. Love is a cleaner. It's a cleanser. It cleanses out people's opinions. And so this is one of the things that happens, is that when we begin to focus on love, and anybody that we love purely begins to be cleansed. Love is light, so it begins to enlighten people's mind. They become more and more themselves when they are around us. This is important, because love is light. You can't say you love somebody that you don't even know, when the people that you know, you can't stand. One of the things about love is that, love is demonstrated. What people don't understand about money is, physical demonstration of love. Whatever, you're doing your job, money's there. You put your money where your heart is. You spend your money where you want it to go. What's important to you? You always spend your money. If it's a trip, you save your money. People just don't even think about these things. You always save your money for what's important to you. And you give your money what's important to you. That's what you always know, where somebody's heart is, by where their money's going. And so you give money to causes that people give money to causes that resonate with them. Want things that they want to make sure that people are left a legacy. Those things are important. Your money shows you where your heart is. As I always tell people, money always, there are four things that reflect, there are four things that reflect your true spirit. Money, wealth, fame, power, and relationships. These all bring out the real you. Money brings out the real you, what's inside of you. This is what money will teach you. You can have, money's a magnifier. It magnifies everything in you. And because money's a magnifier, you will see what's inside of you. My friend, a friend named Linda, she says, she worked in financial services, and she always said, when somebody passes away, you see one or two things. You see greed, or you see grief. Grief is of the heart, because they meant something for you, or they are about the money. And so this is one of the reasons why we have to understand, we are cultivating this inner self of us. Money, people have also thought that money is the root of all evil. No, greed is the root of all evil. This is one of the reasons why we have so many problems in the world. You have things like the pharmaceutical industry. You have things like, all these industries, entertainment industry. You have it in the food industry. You have it in politics, and it's greed. One of the reasons the earth went into the situation was because of greed. People enslaving people over resources that they didn't own. It's greed. And so greed is the root of all kinds of evil: murder, malice, deceit, hate. But the same people that need you, you know, the same people agreed that need you to do, you know, to work for them are the same people that are trying to malign you. And so this is one of the reasons why we have to understand that, you know, as guardians, we are making the invisible, which is love, we're making that visible. I was reading a story about what happened during colonialism. There was, there was a guardian that came with the African-American people as they were snatched from their homes and just, you know, just sold into, you know, one minute they're looking at something, next minute they're in their homes and they've been snatched away to come make somebody rich. But there was a very powerful guardian that came with them, extremely powerful guardian of wealth and prosperity that came with them, that had been with them for centuries. And that guardian came with them. They were put in the belly of ships, some thrown overboard when they got sick or the old, and died, you know. And so it's a lot of murder, all because of greed, a lot of pain, all because of greed. And, you know, the people that did it, you know, were merciless. They were merciless people. That means they didn't have any mercy in their heart. Their hearts were ravaged with greed. And the more, you know, the more money they got, that mercilessness began to be magnified. You see that, you see that with Leopold, you know, killing little children because they wouldn't work fast enough to make him rich. The red rubber trade, you see that in the red rubber trade, that you would harm innocent kids over the rubber trade. And this is one of the things that Belgium and Europe have a history in. This is something we're covering on our Black History Network, Urban City History. We're covering that. We're talking about that in urban history to really show the world this is what happened. And so, here we are. That spirit came, that was impressed in people's energy, their spirits, and passed down to their generation. But unfortunately also was that mercilessness that was in, you know, their enslavers, the slave masters, and now those slave masters are going to be suffering because that's in their energy. So if that was in their energy, now they're experiencing it on a day-to-day basis and they can't get free. And so, you know, and so they're seeing, you're watching that being manifested in the, you're watching that invisible stuff being manifested in hate, in fear, in cynicism, in lies, and trying to take people's, you know. And, while on the other side, you're seeing people to grow in abundance and grow in prosperity in the same way. And so in understanding all of that, you know, what's in your energy is meant to be a manifestation in the world. You know people by what they're manifesting in the world. You know, a person by if they're killing somebody, you know, they're a murderer. You know, if somebody's saying a lie, you know, they're a liar because they're manifesting it publicly in the world. And so as guardians, one of the things we're going to be doing is, you know, especially over this next year, since we are going over the year of being seen, is we're going to show you what to manifest into the world. You take my TB networks, my friends have been looking at it, and now they're a big manifestation in the world. As I told you before, John Green has come on board as our global chairman and CEO of GB, of our network GB. It's huge. We have things like Rooted and Refresh Networks and Zoe Music TV. We have those things. It's huge. We have our Millennial Network. We have our African American lifestyle channels. I mean, we have our GB, you know, Women's Network and our Fitness Network. We have our DIY, Do-It-Yourself Network. I mean, it's just huge. It's something for everyone. We have 150 Spanish channels and music labels. So, you know, GB is something for everybody. It's a gift for everybody. Our Indigenous Network. And so we're making things that were important, that was once unseen, known. We're making all of these things. We're telling their stories. We have a situation. We have a show called My Story that's on our main network. And so we're telling people stories on our network. We're telling people stories. My story is telling somebody's story. People have 30 minutes to tell their story from their perspective. The struggles of their people, your neighborhood, you know, the average person, your story. And so this is one of the reasons why we're making people the invisible visible, and we're giving, you know, we're giving the people the opportunity to be seen. People that once, you know, had their voices muted out of because of greed and hate, now will have a global voice. As I said, that John is the global CEO of this. So John is globally, is leading us globally into the next realm, you know, of things with all the networks, you know. But their stories will be seen globally, and you will hear their voices globally. That's the whole idea. We make these things seen. We make people, you know, what's in our spirits and our hearts is designed to be made seen into the world. And so, as guardians, one of the things we want to be doing is really continuing, you know, the fight of love and light. You know, taking 10 minutes every day to send out love and light into the realms of government, the highest realms of government. We're sending love and light into the realms of the Supreme Court and all the court systems of the U.S. Every court from the U.S. to the appellate court to superior court, the family court, all the way down. And we're working to cleanse that energy. We're not to stop. You know, we're continuing this. We're continuing this whole thing as a family. So every day, just take 10 minutes and just see a golden wave just go over the U.S. and see a golden wave go into the court systems of the U.S. You know, in that we begin to accelerate everything, see it happening more and more and more. And so this is why we continue to do, you know, everything that we, you know, say, because the invisible parts of us need to be made manifest. It's that way with love. Love is always going to demonstrate. It's going to visibly show something. The love is an energy. It's an energy. It's the energy of you. But it needs a demonstration or an outlet or an expression. Love is always going to express itself in abundance. Love is abundant, so love is going to express itself. This is why, as guardians, we're focused on love every day. Love, encouragement, abundance, and peace. We're also minimizing and casting out negativity. You can't have love and negativity in the same space. And if we're focused on love, we begin to act and look like love. It becomes in our energy, because our energy is invisible, but it always precedes us. Your spirit precedes you. People know you by your energy. They don't tell you this, but they know you by your energy. Because everybody has a unique energy signature. You have a unique energy signature. And people can feel that energy. This is why you work on yourself. Some people have really dirty energy. Their mentality is dirty. One of the things, you know, when I was younger, you know, I would meet people and I would automatically not like them, which is very odd for me. But, you know, there was a guy that did that, and he had a very dirty energy, and he ended up dating one of my best friends, and she was very uncomfortable because he was always trying to approach her for sex, and he just, right, because that was his, you know, he was a football player, but he was always trying to do that, you know, and she felt very uncomfortable and finally broke up with him. And so, but his spirit was very dirty because he mistreated her, because she would not, you know, either way he was going to mistreat her, you know. And so that's one of the things to remember when, you know, when you have that discernment of somebody's spirit, that's who they are, you know. And so, but we want to manifest, you know, the good things of love. We're focused on love and light. Light is information. So as we're sending out love, remember that as you send out love, it's instant. The moment you send it out is the moment it works. Love is an instant thing. So as we're sending out love, people can feel that instantly. And one of the things that begins to do, it begins to transform people into the reality of themselves so that they can also be the expression of themselves. This is why we take the time to bring people to our mind and send love to them. You cleanse love out, but you also kick things out of people's lives. When you send them love, because you're loving them, they will begin to transform, because this is an energy that begins to override any negativity and bring some peace. And so this is what we do on a day-to-day basis as guardians. We're continuing to do that. And in this, what begins to happen, that whatever they are begins to begin manifesting in a very positive way, because love has no time or space. It begins to manifest in reality. that love begins to be in their spirit. People begin to feel it. It's beginning to be their vibe. It's uplifting them, making them feel beautiful, positive. But it also begins to transform their life. You know, one of the things that love feels like is only goodness and kindness. You're flooded with goodness. You are flooded with goodness, and you will discover that. You can just say that with me. I am flooded with goodness. Only goodness and kindness will seek you out. It will flood you. Because this love is instantly touching your spirit. The minute somebody loves on you, sends you love in your mind, you know it. You know, that love is very, very strong. Love is truth. So you can't fake love. Love is one thing you can't fake. That's something you can't fake with anybody. Once you feel that from somebody, that's how they feel. Love is real. And so love is real, it's tangible, you can feel it. So this is one of the reasons why you continue every day to send forth love, because people will begin to feel it immediately. I told you about my best friend Nick, how he's so full of love. Nick is so full of love. His energy just oozes love, and he's just manifested his life out of it, because that's what love wants you to do. Love wants you to manifest your life. And so this is one of the reasons why, as guardians, we sit here and we love on people, even total strangers, because we begin to help them to manifest their lives, and they don't even have to know it. They don't have to know that we're doing it. You know, love will help us to manifest. Love will help them to manifest their lives, and they don't even have to know it's coming from you. I told a story about a young man named Marty, who I was just talking to all the time, and he, you know, every day, you know, he would see me. I would give him like a pack of crackers or something. And I, you know, he was working construction, so we would always have a talk. And one day he just had a talk, and he told me that he, you know, was working, but he was had enough money to pay for his hotel room, but he didn't have, you know, food. And so I ended up, I was so upset. I was just like, oh, let me go, you know, and I just went grocery shopping. So I went and got him a whole box of food and just, you know, made sure he had something to eat. And he later told me, he said, do you believe in the power of love? And I said, I sort of do. And he said, I do, because of you. So because that love that he experienced that love, it was tangible. It was physical. He just didn't have somebody saying that he loved him. But, you know, he saw it in demonstration. He saw it demonstrated right before his very eyes, because love has always got to be demonstrated. It has to have a physical manifestation. This is what money is. Money is love physically demonstrated. You go to that job, that boss is so glad that you get there, that you're there, he's going to pay you for being there. He has to do it by law, but if he loves that money, if he wants that money to keep coming in, he's got to pay you well. And so that's one of the things. You have a good salary, you have a good boss, when you know you have a good salary, because he's not attached to his money, he's thinking about you. And so that's one of the things about, you know, about this whole thing about love being physical. Love is a physical, there's a physical demonstration to a spiritual thing. This is why, you know, when the spirit is present, a lot of people don't always understand the movement of spirit. But one of the things that spirit will always make itself seem physical. You know, even in African American culture, you go to their spiritual gatherings and people start dancing. That's a physical sign of an invisible spirit that is moving. That's visible. It's just, you know, people can feel it. Even if you don't even agree with it, you still feel it. You got to move because it's tangible. You can feel the intangible. And we're going to talk about these things because, you know, because the invisible is very, very powerful. It's the invisible world, especially the world within you. You know, it's important. One of the things about this invisible world that came with African American people was that, you know, that guardian wanted everybody to be wealthier, healthier, and more well off. And so, you know, it's one of the reasons why African-American people flourish wherever they go around the world. They're around the world and they flourish. They bring wealth and they bring prosperity. And the spirit is speaking to all of them about restoration and unity for all around the world. So there's a great shift by the spirit in all of this. And so as we go through the 2024 year, we're going to be talking about the year of being seen. It's a great year of restoration, restitution, reparations. And as I told you, we're in the middle of seeing it. This is why, you know, I want us to continue to send out the thoughts of restoration, reparations, restitution, riches and wealth to our African American brothers and sisters, our Native American brothers and sisters, Hispanic brothers and sisters, our Asian brothers, all those who have been marginalized and taken advantage of. We want to, you know, as guardians, we want to send love and light to those regions so that these things will be restored. And we're just in a great time of outpouring and restoration. This is why people are just getting in position with their businesses, because it's going to flood you and never stop flooding you. And so I'm excited for this series, the year of being seen. Speaking of which, you'll see John Green. We're all in the main network. You'll see Craig. You'll see Nick with Leagues. And you have Leagues on the Sports Network. You'll see Donovan Ross on Coffee and Eggs, and he's with Producer's Edge. He's with Producer's Edge on our network. And as John is leading the network, John is the global CEO, to this, which is really beautiful. He has all the magazine, which is about 40 or 50 magazines that'll be digital. And John will be gracing the cover of our original GB magazine. And so that's really beautiful that he's, gracing the cover on, as a global chairman of this and the Jimmys. He's over these organizations, the casting agencies, everything. So this is an exciting time for him to be seen. He'll be seen around the world, gracing those covers. It's exciting. We also have Black and Vocal. Donovan Ross will be on that, Black and Vocal, and also Urban City, in the way of great of Coffee and Eggs. And so that's exciting. So it's just an exciting year for these young men. And Craig on his DIY. Channel, this DIY channel, and then he has a DIY network that he will be uplifting as well. There's a channel there, but it's also a network. So 24-hour news programming, it's a network, so really awesome. So we're in a year of just being seen. And first, we are seen to love. Love sees us no matter what we are, where we are. Next, we're seen to ourselves. Our spirit sees us as rich. Our spirit sees us as happy, having everything we need. And then we're seen to the world. And so we're manifesting these things out into the world. This is your host, Rick Rawls, for Guardians of the Sacred. Thank you for joining me. And also join us this year. We're going to be, in the next couple years, we're going to be launching the Guardians Network, which is based here in Atlanta, with global programming. Thank you for joining me.